One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Our love of music has long been a powerful driver of new technologies. Since 1877, we've relentlessly sought better ways to record and play music. But all of them were static. You couldn't take them anywhere. Until Philips set music free in 1963 with the compact audio cassette.
Using a tape recorder can be a big bother. That was before we reinvented tape recording. This is the compact cassette.
For the first time, we could compile our music onto something we could play in the car or wherever we went. We could collect songs, share them with friends and family, all thanks to Dutchman Lou Otten's invention.
I can be credited for the idea, and I have a number of ideas in it, but the draftsmen, the electrical designers and the industrial designer, they have done the work.
I swear, in his prime, he must have been 7 feet tall. He towered over me even when he was in his 90s, but he had big hands. He was kind of a klutz. The legend of the cassette is that the cassette was born from the clumsiness of a very clever man. Lou's thing was he wanted it to be easy and he wanted it to fit in his jacket pocket.
Documentary maker Zach Taylor tells the story of Lou's invention in Cassette. Look for it on YouTube. Bands loved the cassette. They used them to evaluate recordings in progress and to record raw ideas at home. We would never have heard the song Satisfaction but for a cassette. Keith fell asleep writing it, but he had a cassette recorder running.
I'd finally gone to sleep, you know, after a few days, and suddenly I realised that I'd left this little, they were new then, cassette tape recorders. I'd set this thing beside my bed. I said, I'm going to play around with that, and I had a guitar with me, but then I crashed out. Suddenly I woke up and picked up the guitar, and I just played that riff, you know, the band, da-da-da-da. A few times singing, like, I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I tried. I did that whole bit and went straight back to sleep again. When I woke up the next morning, the tape recorder, I noticed, had gone. It was run out. The tape was run.
Yeah.
So I put playback. And there, I have no memory of doing any of this and how I operated this machine, which is, like, new to me. But I had recorded the damn thing.
Impact black Mac 10, Junior and his friend, not a pot to piss and starving brothers on a mission. 2:30, bring your plan around the toll booth. GW Bridge, got the weapon concealed, nothing to lose. They choose to break the
rules. In rap and hip hop, cassettes were huge.
The cassette could do your own dealio.
Cassette, like, was your gateway into creativity.
Cassettes didn't play a role in hip hop in the early days. Cassettes were hip hop.
There was no rap radio. There was no video. There was nothing.
Yo, his recognition to God bodies on inner city streets that fell and hit the curb hard massively. Elevated to the top, but started at the bottom. Maintained position well and even caught stardom. Became a victim to a substance that you pushed on block. Now your life is off the hook and you mo hot rocks. You grew up without any guidance at home. Your moms was always out drunk, so you was able to roam. At the age of 13, you entered the drug scene.
Cassettes were not great sound quality, and they would jam, break, tangle up inside your player. You had to carry a repair kit of pens, tweezers, screwdrivers and sticky tape. All flaws freely acknowledged by inventor Lou Ottens. But his imperfect creation had one use that changed the world. Mixtapes. Music lovers would compile their current favourites, mixing them into elaborate and inspiring sequences. Mixtapes could have themes or a specific purpose, a gift, something to impress a prospective partner, an audio postcard you could mail to a friend, or something to play on a long drive. This is a recreation of my 1981 road trip to Melbourne mixtape. It wore out years ago, but I still have the track list.
And drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know lots of other ways. Jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like.
Rolling, rolling, rock and rolling. Rolling, rolling.
my early 80s road trip mixtape. Lou Ottens, cassette inventor, died in March. He was 94. His creation made mixtapes possible, and I'm eternally grateful to Lou. It was a glorious global phenomenon that continues somewhere even today.
Lou finally started to understand the emotional quotient, the sentimentality, the power that cassettes have to the individual. It took him 50 years, but when he left us, he finally understood.
Documentary maker Zach Taylor. And I remember that long ago mixtape and this song that revived us late that night somewhere near Gundagai.
You've done it all. You've broken every code. Appalled the rebel to the floor. There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. Hey.